Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel, our Lord pronounces these terrible words on the unbelieving Jews, the fact that they will die in their sins and that they will not go to heaven because of their unbelief that he, in fact, is the Messiah. This is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8. I go, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sin. Whither I go, you cannot come. Our Lord is referring to his entrance into heaven, opening the gates of heaven, and in saying that where he goes, that is, to heaven, they cannot come, because they will die in their sin. And then our Lord says, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you shall die in your sins. You see, he is accusing them of being carnal. They've got all their hopes and desires placed in the things of this world, and because of that, they cannot arrive at faith in his divinity and therefore be saved. We should really pay good attention to the words in the letter of St. James' epistle when he says, friendship of this world is at enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of this world becomes an enemy of God. And this is really the message that Holy Mother Church wants to communicate to us in this penitential time of Lent, to detach ourselves from the world and worldly pleasures so that we don't place our treasure in the things of this world. As the gospel says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so we want our treasure to be in heaven so that our hearts will be found in heaven. And if we raise our eyes to the things above, we will be more greatly enlightened and have a more clear and stronger faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we will be saved instead of dying in our sins. May Our Lady grant us this grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tui.